This is Eddie.
Hi, good afternoon, Eddie. This is Jason calling from Local Splash. We have a client interview scheduled for you today. Is this a good time for you?
Yes.
Okay. So, by the way, we want to thank you for choosing Local Splash. Again, the purpose of our call today is just to gather content and also keywords about your company in order for us to help you achieve a high ranking online, okay? So first, I will be verifying your business information. Second, I will be discussing the relevant keywords of services that you provide. And lastly, I will be discussing your Google Business Profile, okay? Okay, all
Okay.
right. Before we proceed, I see that you have not, let me see. You have not set up a security answer and question yet with our sales guy. So, for security purposes or for your protection, anytime you call in to request any major changes to your account, our support team or client services team may ask you for the security question, okay? So, we have the following questions available. You can pick one. Your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name. What would be, or what would you like to choose as the security question?
The city that I was born in.
And can you provide me the answer to that?
Tijuana.
Tijuana, Tijuana.
Yes.
Okay, all right, got it. All right, now let's I see that you have signed the terms and conditions as well, so we're good with that. Now let's move on to your business website. Do you already have a business website?
We do have an existing website.
Okay, let me just check if I can pull it up real quick. It's sharplineroofing.com, right?
Correct.
And with and your logo has like a red roof, correct? Like on the logo, it says Sharpline Roofing and Exterior Solutions, and then there's like a color red roof. Okay.
Correct.
Okay. So now, since you have a website, since you are subscribed to one of our packages, we can also create a brand new website for you if you want. Do you want to create one for you, or do you want to keep promoting the one that you already have?
Okay, repeat that one more time.
Since you are subscribed to our services, we actually can provide a brand new website for you if you want. Do you want us to create a brand new website for you, or do you want us to promote your existing website as is?
New website, please.
Do you want us to create another website?
Yes.
Okay. So you're gonna have two websites. Is that okay?
No. So the goal was to obviously stop using the existing one and just keep the new one.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear that one clearly. Can you repeat that,
Okay.
please?
So yeah, so the goal is to use the domain of the sharplineroofing.com as the new website.
I see. Okay. So you still want to use sharplineroofing.com, but you want us to build a different website on top of it, basically to cover up the existing website that you have. Is that right?
Correct.
Okay. All right. Let me see. Sharplineroofing.com. Okay. And do you have like the login credentials to your domain?
Right now, on me right now, you need that right now?
If you have it right now, that would be best, but if not, you can just text it to us later or email it to us later. Okay?
Hold on, give me one second.
Or it's okay if you can't find it right now. You can just send it to us later once you find it or you get a hold of that information.
Sure.
Okay. All right. No worries. So now let's move on to the next part of the interview, which is the one moment. So by the way, let me just go back real quick to the website. Since we will be creating a brand new website for you using the old domain or using your original domain, we actually have the ability to integrate, you know, your business PayPal account to the website so that your customers have an option to process or make their payments on the website itself. Do you have a PayPal business account or
no?
No. Okay, so we'll just leave it for now, okay?
Okay.
But if you do have a business PayPal account in the future or if you have plans of getting a business PayPal account, again, that's an option. We can link your business PayPal account to the website so that customers can make their payments or process their payments there. So, yeah. Next part of the interview, I'm just explaining to you something, a product that's already included in your package, which is the call tracking number. So the call tracking number, this is a Google-endorsed product that allows you to track, you know, and manage all the calls coming in from our marketing campaigns. So what we do is we create another number with the same local area code and then post it online. So with a call tracking number, the primary benefit of this one is that you'll know exactly how many calls you're getting from our marketing campaigns, and then you will be able to see and play back all those calls afterwards. You can also listen to those calls if in case, you know, you might have missed them. So I think the most important feature of this call tracking number is that it will be able to filter out most types of scam calls and telemarketer calls. So this is like, you know, we are masking your primary phone number ending in 4457. Okay, it's like we are masking that one. We are hiding that one and we post a different number to deter or to avoid those spam calls or telemarketer calls that you'd be getting. But you don't have to worry because even if the customers call the call tracking number, it would still redirect or it would still transfer over to your primary phone number. It's just that, you know, the call tracking number, it's the first line of defense. It will filter out those unwanted calls first before it will transfer or before it reaches your primary phone number. So is this something you want to enable or do you want to keep using your primary phone number, the 4457?
What are the drawbacks or the cons of using this feature?
Actually, it's more like there are more pros when you're using the call tracking number. I guess the cons regarding the call tracking number is that you will have to change, you know, like on your website, or say, for example, if you have an existing Facebook page or a Yelp account, or, you know, if you have information on different online directories, then we will have or you will have to update the phone number. So instead of posting your phone number 713-677-4457 on different online platforms, you will be needing to update them to the call tracking number that we will provide you. Because again, if we post your phone number ending in 4457 online to different directories, of course, you know, it's so easy for people to see that number. They will have easy access to that number, and they can call you right away because, you know, they can just see your number on plain sight. But with a call tracking number feature, even if we post the call tracking number to different websites, to different online directories, you know, if say, for example, telemarketers see that number or spammers call that number, you know, when they call that call tracking number, they will be filtered out before they go to your main number.
Okay, that's fine. Let's go ahead and enable that. But the phone number for the Sharpline Roofing is not the one that ends in 4457.
Okay. Can you provide me the phone number that's...
346.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
513.
Mm-hmm.
6692.
Okay, so 346-513-6692, this is the phone number for your customers to call your business, right?
Yes.
All right. But how about this number, the 713-677-4457? Is this your personal number?
Yes.
Okay. All right, then, no worries. So someone will be calling you later or maybe tomorrow morning to set up the call tracking number, okay? And then we will redirect the call tracking number to your business phone number, which is the 346-513-6692, okay?
Okay.
All right. Next, in connection to the call tracking number, you have an option, or you have an option to actually have a professional custom voice recording to introduce your business. Although the call tracking number is for free, the customized voice recording has a one-time fee or cost of $19. So you will be able to make changes to the voice recording if you want to, whenever you want. And you'll also be able to change the options as needed. So, you know, having a professional customer greeting, this is essential in order for you to show your clients or your prospects that you are a trusted and branded business. So if you want to add a customized voice recording to the call tracking number, we can, you know, add a message, say, for example, hi, thank you for calling Sharpline Roofing and Exterior Solutions. We look forward to serving you. Please press 1 if you are a new customer, or press 2 if you are an existing customer, something like that. And again, you can change the voice greeting or the voice message anytime. Just let us know so that we can have a professional voice actor or actress to record it for you. Is this something you want to add to your subscription?
You said it's $19?
It's just $19 one-time fee.
Yeah, that's fine. One moment, please.
Okay.
All right. Yeah, just go ahead and do that.
Mm-hmm. Do you want to have a female voice or a male voice to record your message?
A male voice. Fine.
Male voice. Okay. So, yeah, we can use the default message. Hi, thank you for calling Sharpline Roofing and Exterior Solutions. Where is it? The sample. Let me see. Sorry. So I'm going to write it here as the default. Hi, thank you for calling Sharpline Roofing and Exterior Solutions. We look forward to serving you. Please press 1 if you are a new customer, or press 2 if you are an existing customer. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Okay. And again, you can make changes to this voice message anytime. This is just the default for now, okay, so that I can set it up and inform our team. But again, you can change this anytime. Just let us know. You can give us a call or text us or email us if you want to change the words or the options and whatnot, okay? But for now, let's just go with a default message. All right. So now we will go over the keywords. So keywords are the services that consumers are going to be typing online in order for them to find your business, okay? I see here that you are a roofing contractor or a roofing company. Is this correct?
Correct.
Okay. So aside from the term roofing or roofing company, what are your main services, or what would you like for your potential customers to find you for?
Okay, so does that include like roofing repairs?
Yeah, that would be fine. Roofing repairs, go ahead.
Shingle replacement, leak repairs, and then window replacement.
Window replacement. Okay, all right. Actually, I did some research myself earlier, and I found some keywords that may be relevant or helpful to your business or industry. So I'm just going to read out to you some of the keywords that I've researched, and let me know if these keywords are okay, if we should add them, or if we should remove them, okay? So again, there's the usual keywords, roofing contractor. We also have roofing. Maybe we can add asphalt shingle roofing. Is that something that you offer or provide?
Yes.
Okay. We also have metal roofing, siding repair, siding installation. We have downspout cleaning. Do you do downspout cleaning?
No siding installation or downspout cleaning or gutters.
Okay. Siding, nothing related to siding, right?
We also don't do metal roofs.
Okay, all right. Let me remove that for you. But you do asphalt shingle roof,
yes,
right? Okay. So maybe we can add, to be more specific, asphalt shingle roof installation, asphalt shingle roof repair, okay? And then how about flat foam installation? I'm not sure what flat foam is, but is that something that you do?
No.
Okay. Let me remove that one. How about single ply roof installation?
Single what?
Single ply. P-L-Y, single ply. Single ply.
Yes, that's fine.
Okay. And then we also have wood shake roof installation. Is that something that you offer?
No.
Okay, let me remove that one. All right, no worries. And then we have roof repair, roof replacement, and then roof insulation. Okay.
Yes, all three of those.
Okay, all right. Okay, so I'll add those to the list. Anyway, you will be receiving an email later with all the keywords that we just went over, okay? If you want to go ahead and, you know, change any of the keywords, if you want to add more, or if you want to remove some of those that we discussed, then just go ahead and reply to the keywords email so that we can make the proper adjustments, okay?
Okay.
All right, so the next part of the interview is just a couple of quick questions about yourself and the business so that we can get a better idea of how we are going to market you online, okay? So tell me, what can you say is unique about your business, or what can you say sets you apart from your competitors?
I would say that one of the things that sets us apart from our competitors is the quality installation, warranty, customer service.
Okay.
Let's see here. You know, we have great value, fast response rate.
Okay. And what can you say about your pricing? Are you more on the premium side, or do you offer competitive prices, or are you affordable?
Yeah, I would say like we're like in the middle of the road, closer to the affordable side.
In the middle. Okay. All right. And do you? Okay. And do you offer or provide free estimates?
Yes.
Or no? Okay, free estimates. And maybe we can add family-owned business if it is family-owned or locally owned and operated.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. And how about bilingual? Are you bilingual or?
Yes.
Okay. English and Spanish, right?
Correct.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much. Now let's move on to the mission statement. So since we will be creating a brand new website for you on top of your original domain, our team will be needing a mission statement to be put up on the website. So actually, I see you have like a mission statement already on your existing website. Is it okay if we use that one, or do you want to put up?
Yeah, that one's fine.
Mm-hmm. Let me just read out to you the mission statement. I think this is the mission statement. At Sharpline Roofing, we've built a reputation in being more than just roofing experts. We are your dependable partner dedicated to addressing your roofing concerns with skill, precision, and care. With years of experience and commitment to excellence, we're equipped to handle repairs, replacements, and all your roofing needs. Yeah, I think that's a really good one. Okay. So we'll just use that one, okay? And then how about a tagline or a slogan? I see on your website you already have a tagline as well. Is it okay if we use the same slogan or tagline? It says, Trusted Roofing Partner for Quality and Peace of Mind.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, all right. And also, can you tell me when the business was founded or when was it established?
2023.
2023. But how many years of experience do you have personally, like in the business or in the industry, like total?
Three and a half, 4 years.
4 years experience. Okay. And how many people work with your company, including yourself?
I would say seven.
Seven. Okay. And do you do residential work only, commercial only, or do you do both?
Residential only.
Residential only. Okay. And can you tell me your hours of operations, please?
8 in the morning till 6 p.m. Monday through Saturday.
8 a.m. to 5? Sorry, I didn't hear that one clearly.
8 to 6.
8 to 6. Okay. And this is Monday through?
Saturday.
Okay. Sunday closed. All right. And what types of payment do you accept?
We take cash, personal check, cashier's check. And soon we're going to be accepting credit and debit.
Okay. Credit cards and debit cards soon. How about Zelle, Cash App, or Venmo? Do you accept those as well or not?
Zelle is fine.
Zelle is fine. Okay, no worries. And are you licensed and insured?
Insured, yes. Licensed, no.
Okay. All right. So now that I've gathered all your business information, I will be sending it to our editing, okay? And we will optimize your business for the best leads and post it to top directories or top websites such as Google, you know, Facebook, Yelp, and etc. So now let's talk about your Google business profile. I see that your business is located in Houston, Texas. What other cities or zip code would you like to target aside from Houston?
Well, I would say the Woodlands, Cinco Ranch, Spring, Tomball, Texas.
Can you spell that out for me, please?
T-O-M-B-A-L.
Okay.
L.
Okay. All right. Okay. Go ahead.
Katy, Texas.
All right.
Cyprus, Texas.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Cyprus.
Mm-hmm. I think that's it.
Okay. All right. But in terms of miles, like how far are you willing to, sorry, how far are you willing to go to provide your services?
I will say a radius of 30 miles.
30 miles. All right. And right now you only have one location for your business, right?
Correct.
Okay. All right. So, and do you know if you have a Google Business Profile already?
Yeah, we were creating the Google Business Profile, and in fact, I think we have filled out for the address, like for them to send us the code or the letter to verify mm-hmm. the address, but I don't think we've received that yet.
Okay, I understand. But you do have access to this Google Business Profile, right? You can log in and make changes to it.
Yes.
Okay. Can you tell me the email address associated with your Google Business Profile? Is it the...
Yeah.
Sorry. Yep, go ahead.
Yeah, sharplineroofing@gmail.com.
Okay. All right. Okay. All right. Thank you so much. Let me see. By the way, let me just confirm the business information that we have here in file if we have them correct, okay? I'm just going to read out to you the business information that we have here, and just let me know if there's something wrong or incorrect so that I can make the necessary changes. So, again, your business, the complete name of your business is Sharpline Roofing and Exterior Solutions, right?
Yes.
Okay. And then the address that we have on here, it's 10910 Bird Hill Circle, Houston, Texas, 77064.
Yeah.
Okay, is this a home address or an office address?
Yeah, this is my home address.
All right. And again, the email... your email is sharplineroofing@gmail.com.
Correct.
Okay. All right. So, can you log into your Google Business Profile right now? So, since we will we will be doing the local SEO services for you, we need to have, or you need to give us access to your Google Business Profile so that we can help you, you know, have it verified with Google, and we will also optimize it after the verification process, okay?
All right. 1 second. Thank you. How do I log into the Google profile?
You can go to your Google Chrome browser, and then on the address bar, just type business.google.com/locations, and then enter.
Business.google.com/location?
Yeah, locations. And then let me know what you can see on your screen after going to that page.
See businesses. One business.
Do you see your business name right there?
Yeah, I see my business name.
Okay, kindly tap on the business name or click on the business name.
Okay.
And then it should redirect you to a screen that looks like a Google search page. And then you can see there your business on Google. And then there's a bunch of buttons like edit profile, read reviews, messages. Do you see that one?
I do.
Okay. Beside that or just near that those buttons, you can see also like three dots. Kindly click on the three dots.
Three dots. I see get custom email setup booking update business profile settings notifications adding new business profile.
You kindly select business profile settings.
Your business profile?
No, business profile settings.
Mm-hmm.
And then let me know what's on your screen. Yes, business profile settings. The first option should be people and access.
Okay.
All right. Then after you select people and access, kindly click on add.
Okay.
And then enter our email address so that we can gain access to your Google business profile. Kindly type plus.admin16. At relevantads.com. Let me just repeat that. It's plus.plus.admin16@relevantads.com. After
All right.
you type the email address, you should see like two options from the drop-down list. Do you see those?
Yes.
Okay, just select the first one. And then under access, kindly select owner.
Okay.
And then after you select owner, just click on invite so that we can be invited as, or we will have access to your Google business profile.
All right.
All right. Thank you so much. I will check that one later with our Google Business team so that they can accept the invitation to manage or to have access to your Google Business profile, okay? Then after that, we will also check and help you, you know, if there's anything that's missing or lacking in order for Google to verify your profile, okay?
Okay.
All right. Also, we sent you an email. It's titled Action Needed, Pictures Needed for Google Verification. We sent it like a few days ago. Kindly check that email after this call and please reply to that email. Basically, this email is required by Google. So they'll be asking you to provide us with pictures of the following, like your tools or equipment, your work vehicle with license plate, your business license or insurance, if that's applicable to you, business card or business registration, if you have any, an invoice or a sample invoice, and also a picture of your workplace, okay? So, again, these will all be detailed in the email. Just reply to the email and attach the photos that are needed, okay? So this will help us verify your profile much faster, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Next, let's move on to the GBP chat or GBP messaging. So after we gain access to your Google Business profile and have it verified, we actually have an option to add a chat button on the Google Business profile so that when customers search your business or, you know, when they go to Google and search your business, if they pull up your Google Business profile, they can send you a chat or they can send you messages directly from the Google search page. Is this something you want to turn on or just turn it off for now? So when customers send you messages on the Google search, on the first page of the Google search itself, those messages can be read or they'll be accessible by going to the Google Maps application. Is this something you want to turn on or just turn it off for now?
What do you recommend?
Just turn it on. I mean, it's really no big deal. Like, anyway, if you fail to respond to one of the messages or any of the messages within 24 hours, it will deactivate or turn off automatically. But, yeah, there's no harm in turning this on because, you know, the more ways your customers can reach you, the better, I think.
All right.
Okay. All right. So now let's move on to your Yelp page. Do you already have a Yelp page?
No.
Okay, so if you want, we can create a brand new Yelp page for you, okay? And we will ensure that it will be optimized so that, yeah, you can start getting reviews as well from your potential
yep.
customers or your past customers. Okay, we will create one for you, all right? And it's totally for free.
Okay.
All right. So now let's move on to, let's see, Facebook ads. So in order for us to run Facebook ads, you will need to have a Facebook business page. Do you already have one or do you need us to create one for you?
I should have a Facebook business page.
Let me see if I can pull it up. Your Facebook business page is it the same Sharpline Roofing and Exterior Solutions or just Sharpline Roofing?
Let me check. Sharpline Roofing.
Okay, just Sharpline Roofing. Let me see if I can pull it up. Since you have a business Facebook page already, all we need to do is just gain access to your business Facebook page, okay, so that we can create and run the ads for you. Let me see. Sharpline Roofing. Okay. Founded with a passion of providing top-notch roofing solutions. Okay. The number is the same, 6692. But the address here, this is not updated, right? This 12620 FM 1960 W Unit A-4 number 312, Houston, Texas. Is this an old address?
No. So let me explain what we did. We actually opened up a PO box to get like mail.
Uh huh.
Directly to there, and originally I was planning on using that address to create the Google My Business profile, just so it could look more like a professional address.
Okay, so this one is a PO box on your business Facebook page.
Correct.
Okay, all right. No worries, I understand. Let me just see. Okay. Oops. All right, no worries. So So I will send you an email, or I can just send it right now. I'll send you an email, okay, on how you can give us access to your Facebook business page so that we can start running the ads there. Okay, let me just send it to you right now, and then you can follow the instructions later or after this call. One moment, let me see. One moment, let me just send you the email so that okay, I just sent you the email on how you can give us access to your business Facebook page, okay? Just check the email later and then just follow the instructions so that we'll have manager or admin access to your page, okay?
Okay.
All right. Okay. Now, talking about the Facebook ads, do you want us to use stock photos, or do you want us to send new photos to be used on the ads?
Well, for the moment, I wasn't planning on running Facebook ads like right this second. In fact, I was actually planning on creating the ads on my own, because I have taken a couple of courses for Facebook ads.
Uh-huh, okay. Because actually Facebook ads is already part of your package, so let me see. Yeah, it's already part of your package, so it would be best if, you know, you let our Facebook team handle and create the ads for you. Then if you have any questions or if you want to make any changes to the ads, then just let us know so that our Facebook team can modify or change it, okay?
Okay.
Okay, all right. So,
let me ask something. Is the Facebook ad separate from the SEO package?
Let me check. Yeah, actually, yes. So for your SEO, local SEO, that's going to be $149. And then for Facebook ads, that's $100. For the website, we'll offer it to you for free as long as you're subscribed to our services.
Okay, yeah, because honestly, I don't really need the Facebook ads. I mostly need the SEO.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Or maybe we can just give it like a month or so. Then we'll see if you are getting leads or not from Facebook ads. Because Facebook ads, it's really helpful. Like, you know, some some of our clients, if they're not getting much leads from their Google business profile, the Facebook ads really boosts their, you know, getting more leads from customers. So I suggest that we keep it for now, maybe give it, you know, a month or two. And then if the ads are really not working, if the Facebook ads are really not working for you, then you can decide then if you want to continue or not. Because you already paid for it in the first place, so a month is already, you know, it's paid for. So I think it's best if we push through with it for now, and then after a month, you know, you can decide if it's worth it or not.
I mean, the month that I already paid for, that's okay. I mean, we can let that run, but going forward, I don't think I'm going to be.
All right. No worries. I understand. So, actually, your next billing date is January 29. So, before January 29, just let us know or inform us if you really want to cancel the Facebook ads so that we can update it for you. Because, again, you've already paid the Facebook ads for the month, and we will be running the ads for you. But again, come January 29, if you don't really want to be billed or if you don't want to push through with Facebook ads, then just text us or email us or give us a call before January 29 so that we can update your billing. Because we can't remove it for now because, we will, because you already paid for it for the first month, so... Okay. All right. Yeah, just give us a call before January 29th, okay? So that adjust and make changes to your services and billing. By the way, regarding the Facebook ads again, is it okay for us to use stock photos or do you want to send some photos of your own so that we can put that up on the ads?
So is it okay if you access what, I'm sorry?
Stock photos, or do you want us to, or do you want to send your own photos to be used on the ads?
No, it's okay to use stock photos.
Okay, all right. And what call to action do you want for your Facebook ads?
We want to get leads. So whatever, the goal is to get leads. So whatever is going to be the best, like maybe
calls
directing to our website and have them fill a form there.
I see. So we can actually just choose one at a time. If customers click your ads, we can ask them to fill out a Facebook form. Or if you want, they can call you directly, or do you want them to send you a chat message on Messenger app? So I think calls would be best so that, you know, they can contact you or get in touch with you right away if they have questions or, you know, if they want to inquire about your services. All right. Okay. All right. So now we're almost at the end of our client interview. What would be your preferred day or days or preferred time if we wish to contact you again, not for a long interview like this, but just for a couple of minutes or, you know, just a quick chat if we want to confirm some details, if we want to confirm some information, or if you want to check something with you?
Morning time, the earlier the better.
Okay. And this is from Monday through Saturday, right?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So now I'm going to remind you of the emails that you will receive from us after this call or within the next few days, okay? So as mentioned earlier, the first email that you will receive is the keywords email. So please review the keywords email. If you want to make any changes or add any other keywords, just go ahead and reply to the email with the changes that you want, okay? You can add more keywords, you know, so that more people can, you know, can find your business if they search, you know, if they search terms that are related or in line with your business or services. Or if you want, you can also remove those that, you know, that's really not in line with the services that you offer. Next, second email that you will receive is photos email. So in the photos email, you can add or upload up to 20 pictures on the email, okay? So you can send us, or you can add on the photos email, like a logo, the logo of your company or your business. You can also add pictures of your completed work, your past projects, your before and after photos, so that we can put these pictures up on the website that we will be creating, and so that we can post these photos as well on your Google Business profile, okay?
Okay.
All right. Next email that you will receive is the login credentials to your dashboard or client dashboard. So basically, this client dashboard is just a website, or this is just a page where you can go and log in and see, you know, how your account is progressing. So when you log into the client dashboard, you'll see there how many calls you're getting, how many leads you're getting, you know, if you missed any calls, or you'll also see there the keywords that people or customers are typing in order for them to find your business, how many times people search for these keywords, and you'll also see there, you know, your leads, you know, if how many people saw your ads, your Facebook ads, how many people actually click on the ads, and etc. Okay?
Okay.
Okay, now let me tell you more about the time frame and what to expect. So regarding your Google Business Profile, your website, and your Facebook ads, they will all be live or ready within 7 to 14 days, okay? But the earlier you submit the documents or the pictures needed, and you know, the faster you send us the things that we require, then the faster all these things will go live, okay? But on average, it will your website, your Google Business Profile, and your Facebook ads, they will be live within 7 to 14 days. But in order for us to see maximum results, you know, to get more leads and, you know, get more customers from our online campaigns, it would take within 30 to 45 days, all right?
Okay.
All right. Also, let me just warn you, like, about, you know, if you receive any solicitor calls or text messages from other companies, or, you know, any company claiming to be Google, and if they are requesting extra money from you just to verify your Google Business Profile or optimize your profile, then please remember these are scam calls, okay? If you have any questions, please give us a call before you respond to any of these questionable requests, all right?
All right.
All right. And in 3 weeks' time, we will also touch base and call you, okay? Just to discuss, you know, how your account is progressing. We will discuss what are our wins, what are our achievements so far, what we've done, if you're getting more leads or not. So basically, it's just an overview of how your business is doing online with our marketing campaigns, okay? So in 3 weeks' time, I'm going to book you the same day. It's going to be Tuesday, January 23rd. Is 3 p.m. Central okay with you? Same time?
That's good.
Okay. Also, I will add you to our calendar invite, so you'll receive a notification or reminder on the day of our scheduled call, okay? All right. Okay. Also, let me just confirm, do I have your authorization to charge your card today for the $19 one-time fee for the customized voice recording?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. All right. So, Eddie, this will actually conclude our interview for today. I thank you so much for your patience and for taking the time to answer all of my questions. Do you have any questions for me before I let you go?
That's it.
Okay. But if you do have any questions or if you want to follow up or if you have other concerns, you can always text us or you can always call us through this number. It's 877-635-6225, okay? And we are open from Monday through Friday. That's 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. Pacific time, all right?
Sounds good. You have a good day. Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you so much, and have a good day as well. Bye-bye. Bye for now.